This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 742. I'm Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have John. He's like on video. I see his picture, but he may not be here. He's not. Okay. But we do have Don.
I'm here. Oh. I just have like 10 tabs going. And sorry, you guys are on like tab 8. So it took me a while.
I'm sorry.
Wow. But I got there. I know.
Oh, yeah. This is now web-based. You can just like tab us away.
Well, I mean, don't say it like that. I mean, it's literally what I did, but
it's what I did.
You don't have to say it. Yeah.
But John, tab is terrible. You can pick a better soda.
When's the last time you actually saw a tab somewhere, Don?
Never.
I think they sell it like ironically at like hipster stores and stuff like that.
They like have it special made. It's like bespoke tab for ironic purposes.
Yep.
$75 a bottle. So that was also Don and Chris. Matt is here. Diecast is here. Both are being pounded by remnants of the hurricane.
Yes. My shop is probably underwater right now.
I spent about an hour and a half without power today. Oh. So.
Rob, you're also in the same general area. How are you faring?
Well, I came home in the rain and the back of my shirt's probably still a little damp, but other than that, it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, like today, Kim was like, oh man, this must be part of the hurricane. I'm like, Kim, it rains like this every day. I got soaked, like just walking to the car. Yeah, but it rained.
You know, you're right. Like, I've been in North Carolina a total of, like, I think 5 days of my life, and every one of those days there was rain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like in the Northeast, or pardon me, the North Pacific, Pacific Northwest, where, you know, it's like a drizzle, constant drizzle. Like, you're going to get soaked when it rains, generally.
Why do you live there?
I mean, otherwise it's nice.
Well, the correct answer was, but that's where all my stuff is.
That's where all my stuff is, too.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Let's see here. So we had our Transformers Fan First Friday last week.
It was exactly what we expected. Well, it's exactly what I expected.
Than what I expected, because I expected something besides just the HasLab project, but no.
Yeah, so prior to the stream happening, I said in our Discord to the people who were there, tfradio.net/Discord, that my expectation was it would be just about the Star Saber project or Victory Saber project in the actual happenstance, and it would be about 23 minutes long, and the only thing I didn't get quite right was the length, and I overshot it by about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my expectation was dead on.
Yeah. Did we think, so, I mean, spoilers, it's Victory Saber. We kept saying Star Saber, Star Saber, Star Saber. Like, I think I had Victory Leo in the back of my mind, but I wasn't expecting it. Did that come as a surprise to most of us?
No.
No. I kind of figured it would happen. What I was not figuring on was the price, which was way better than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not prepared for that.
$190.
Yep.
It's like a hair more than a Titan class toy.
Yeah, I did not hesitate to back that one.
Diecast, how did you back?
Day one.
Just one right now.
Did anybody back more than one? Just me?
I may consider another one.
I did too.
Dumb.
So I saw that Ben Yee got three of them on order.
Just remember, don't order them at the same time or you will be Unicron like I was.
Well, okay, now I think there's probably extenuating circumstances with the Unicron, such as that Hasbro doesn't like you. Also, that Unicron was literally bigger than a dorm fridge in its box. So it's not like they could ship a lot of them at once. We talked about this back around, April-ish? March or April?
I still expect that they would prioritize people who bought one just so they can get to as many customers as possible, you know, right at the beginning. So,
but yeah, based on Diecast experience, I would also, if I was going to get more than one of them, do it in separate
transactions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just got one for Unicron and I got mine like a day before Diecast. Not quite a day. Literally, it was more than that, but it was
Hesper doesn't like you either.
Yeah.
So apparently, well, no, I mean, I was
Showtime,
told
by, the way.
By, you know, by Hasbro, you know, the reason that mine was shipped last is because I ordered more than one.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah, so that's cool. And we might as well show it since we're talking about it for people watching the video.
And I, like I said, at Man of the Town on Twitter, we have to, you know, just bug him every once in a while, at least till it gets funded, that it's not going to get funded.
Yeah.
Because I fully 100% believe this will get funded and hit all the stretch goals. But I have to give
whatever those may be.
Yeah.
A hard time. Yeah, whatever they are, you know, blast effects or slugs or anything else we talked about in pre-show.
A Dr. Doom head, perhaps, yeah. You know.
yes. So there was one prototype, and it was very fragile, so they didn't really do much with it.
It was the same situation as those first Unicron prototypes, where, like, in that case, they had at least three of them prepared, but, you know, two of them, one each, was locked in the mode that they wanted to display them. They weren't transforming models. They had the one transforming model, and that one was, they said outright at that time, too, like, super delicate, and they would not even try to transform it in front of people. They made a video about it that ran... It would have run a while. They sped up the footage at certain points, but, like, you could kind of see the tension in the guy's shoulders trying to work with that thing, knowing that the slightest misstep would probably shatter it.
Oh, can you imagine now that, like, people who have it, who know how hard, like, the shoulders are to lock in? Like, can you imagine doing that on a prototype? Like, it's scary on the production.
Mm-hmm. It really is. So first in the presentation, they showed off Star Saber, or they showed off Saber, the smaller component, and they showed off the bigger component. They showed off the Brain Master.
Yeah, the Brain of Courage.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, though, that I wasn't expecting is that he's on, like, a barrel turret internally, so the head can turn, which that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of has to work that way because, like, the helmet for Saber is integrated with the body, so they gotta have a way for that to turn when the face is a separate piece.
Yeah, I mean,
well, these screenshots doesn't have great to turn. Too.
The G1 toy doesn't turn.
These screenshots on tfradio.net are excellent because I didn't get to see the event. This is the first time I saw screenshots, and it's like so much better than just looking at their promo photos.
Yeah. I mean, there is stuff they showed in the presentation that wasn't reflected in the pre-prepared promotional stuff, like the size comparisons using Siege Hound, which were very informative. They also, when talking about the Brainmaster, had that up next to the specific Type Master that comes with the Fangry from the 4-pack. So that Brainmaster is like half the size of a Titan Master.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Ridiculously tiny.
So let's see here. I'm just going to recount the versions of Star Saber that we have. We have the G1, we have the Masterpiece, the Mega SCF, the Robot
Masters.
Mega SCF, and the Robot Masters. Mm-hmm. So this is the fifth take on it, and it's right in the middle as far as size goes because it's definitely smaller than the G1 toy because the G1 toy is gigantic. And it's also smaller than the Masterpiece, right?
Oh, by far it'd be smaller than the Masterpiece because that Masterpiece was... fairly huge.
About 14 inches high, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would put it bigger than Commander Jetfire, and Star Saber is definitely smaller than that.
Actually, he is not much taller than Commander Jetfire, the Masterpiece.
Yeah. But the Masterpiece is definitely smaller than the G1 toy. And, but I mean, you know, larger doesn't necessarily mean better. But
no, I've only heard bad things about how the Masterpiece turned out.
I quite enjoy it.
It's pretty, but I don't like it as a toy. It looks nice on my shelf. I don't, but yeah, I prefer the G1 original to the Masterpiece.
And then on the other end of the spectrum is the Robot Masters one, which is like 5 inches tall and is a Robot Masters toy.
Yeah.
So I want guesses. Can we go around and just do a quick guess?
Guess what?
See,
it's $190. That's my guess.
No. Of how many you think are actually going to be
how many backers?
Backed. Yeah.
So just the threshold for this to fund is 11,000.
And then as of this recording, let's see what we're at.
5,300 roundabout.
Okay.
So about halfway there.
I'm going to go 25,000.
So I just want to mention the variables. One, Unicron did fund. It was, 14,000, something like
12,
that. 12.
12,000.
This is substantially less. He's also substantially less well-known in America. Mm-hmm. But I think there's more confidence in HasLab after, you know, they've delivered a few things in general now, where before, I think, the barge was the only thing that had been
and at a far more reasonable price.
Yeah, it is much more reasonable.
That will price. Definitely have something. That will definitely have something to do with it.
And he is a core character from the Japanese G1 fiction.
So it should sell well overseas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with that said, I'm if I had to guess, put a gun to my head, I'm going to say 15,000.
The problem is you can never guess about people buying for resale value later on.
Yeah.
Like there's no way to take into account how many multiples people will buy. But I'll shoot in between you and Diecast and say 20,000.
Yeah, I'm more where Kilby's at. I think 15 is probably an optimistic endpoint for this. Like, it'll clear the first unlock tier, but I don't think we're going to see that last one.
So Unicron needed extra time to fund. I don't see that happening here.
No, that was because Unicron was $600.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this one will actually fund on time because, you know, hashtag victory over Unicron.
Yeah. So if this is successful, do we expect to see future Transformers HasLab releases? Do we think they'll dip their toes back into Japanese G1, or do you think they would go to something like... The thing I'd like to see a nice version of would be Tidal Wave.
Yes.
Oh, God, I would love that. Tidal Wave
would be great. Though also, you know, this would be a good way to do a new God Genrai if they were going to do that. And
I think God Genrai would be a retail release.
It's not impossible. I mean, certainly it made it as one before, but I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we had a discussion recently about how, you know, the whole God Bomber thing, and I think just trying to get even a passable God Bomber done might work better as a HasLab thing than it would
Commander class Apex Armor Optimus Prime. I think that's a retail release.
Okay.
In my mind,
the rumors I've heard are the Commander class Motor Master that we basically know for sure is happening next year. The planned retool for that is Power Master Optimus Prime, not Apex Armor.
I'd rather those be separate things.
Well, I'm sure you would. However, we unfortunately we don't make the decisions for the rest of the world. Otherwise, things would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, I want a good Power Master Optimus Prime. That's
like, you know, if me and you got together and put our minds to it, we would be Pinky in the Brain, except neither of us would be Pinky or the Brain. We would both be Snowball, the evil hamster.
Yes.
And then the theme song wouldn't work anymore.
Dawn would be on that.
I'm going to go, if this funds, they're going to do a Masterpiece Devastator.
That would be expensive.
Hi! Diecast, that's an interesting point. So for what we've had so far, both Transformers Generation Selects toys have been generation style. Would we expect to see something non-generation style in HasLab?
It would be a movie thing if it wasn't generation style, like live action movie series.
But I mean, those are basically, those are studio series generations now.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think even that would be generations, like design aesthetic with, you know, like the Jagged movie designs.
I don't know. I think they'll go for another deep cut, like another deep cut Japanese G1.
Dino King.
Ooh.
I mean, Dino King would be great, but I mean, I that one would be imminently repaintable. So you might get a Monstructor / Dino King. Maybe you get your choice, But like, I don't think you would do a Dino King without making, without having an obvious fallback on a Monstructor.
I could see Takara doing a Dino King like they're doing Raiden.
Well, and that's the thing about your Masterpiece Constructicons idea. If the train bots work out for them, I would think that a Devastator project would be on their short list for just a regular thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also possible that if we do get Motor Master and there is retooling into Power Master Optimus, we might get another deep cut, like Matt was saying, on a Thunderclash.
Yes, I would take that.
Thunderclash could work, yeah.
I would actually almost more look for Thunderclash to be a co-engineering thing with the Laser Prime we're supposed to get next year, the Leader Class Laser Prime. You know, there would not be a lot of parts shared between them, but like the fundamentals of the engineering, I think they could probably squeeze both out of.
I was wondering for a second if you could co-engineer Thunderclash with Rodimus Prime, actually.
I mean, it would have been easier to co-engineer Thunderclash to Siege Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I don't know. It's interesting. You can't really have a trend without a third point, third data point. So
yeah, I don't really like Siege Ultra Magnus. I would rather have a Thunderclash toy that I like.
Yeah, but as far as like what HasLab goes, I mean, until there's a third HasLab exclusive Transformer, it's really hard to predict. Like, I wouldn't have predicted Star Saber.
Well, no, we know they've been trying to do Star Saber for years, though. We should have seen this coming. I mean, you know, he was in that Power of the Primes fan poll.
And we also, though, saw a prototype, you know, Armada Optimus that was actually, you know, designed and prototyped. And
yeah, make that a HasLab. I'll back that.
Yeah. So, I mean, just because they wanted Star Saber, it doesn't mean that would be my first guess. But, I mean, it would be something that would be on a short.
I could see Star Saber as a commander and maybe, you know, what is the other one? Leo Saber?
Victory Leo.
Victory Leo as like a leader.
That's basically what we're getting. Pretty close.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying I would have seen that. I would never have put that in the HasLab bucket just because, I mean, the precedent was Unicron.
I think what this comes down to more is people in Hasbro have been trying to make Star Saber happen normally for years now, literally, and it's never gotten anywhere. And like, this was
they found a way to do it.
Yeah, this was the way to get someone to agree to try to do it.
But some of those people that were trying to do that aren't even in the Transformers section anymore at Hasbro.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all about one person. You know, one person might suggest the idea, but then three or four others get behind it really strongly, and not everybody turns over at the same time.
Yeah, there's like business inertia, though. You know, it's not just that, you know, somebody wants to do it, then they go, gets dropped, which does happen. But, you know, like there's emotional energy, plans, and stuff. And you don't want to waste all the time and effort put into it in the past.
We saw them hold the physical prototype, so they've been prepping this for a while.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we know that they've been wanting to do for years and have never found a way to get to market?
Oh, boy.
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's sort of where I was going. Armada Optimus we saw. There have been other, like a lot of the other stuff, though, that has been sort of canceled were smaller toys, like the Gears that, there was supposed to be Gears in Kingdom. Is that right?
I wouldn't be surprised to see that pushed to another toy line down.
Yeah. I'm just saying things, though, that they wanted to get to. Typically, you would expect it to be a large toy. I'm actually surprised.
The Turbo Masters, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, it almost, you know, I could almost see something like that. It's not just, you know, it's not just one big toy or two larger toys. It would be like what might be a wave otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Turbo Masters. That's an option, something like that.
I mean, basically what you're pitching is the subscription service that FunPub did,
yes,
but as a crowdfunding thing.
Exactly. That's a great point.
And you pay for it 2 years in advance instead of, you know.
And they're not retools or repaints. They would be new molds. Yeah, that's basically it.
Two-pack, Pyro and Clench. Let's do it.
I mean, I already have a Clench that I like a lot, the BotCon one from 2010.
Yeah, I have that too.
I only paid like $30 for. Fantastic toy. I don't think I ever need another clinch besides that one.
Is that off of the Armada Wheeljack mold, or?
No, no, no. Clinch is from Universe Onslaught.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might be thinking of Slicer.
Oh, the BotCon toy, because I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like Hardhead was the immediately where my brain went. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the Hardhead too with an upgrade kit.
I never
actually. Go ahead.
I never got the upgrade kit. I just ended up with Hardhead. I wonder if I can still get that.
Probably not easily. I think even at the point when I bought it, it was like receding from the market. But like, you know, that worked well enough for me. I never actually kept the Titans Return Hardhead for myself.
Yeah, the only thing I'm seeing are like upgrades to the Titans Return toy.
Yeah, it was by Head Robots,
which you never really hear of anymore.
No,
not like in operation it by any means. But you know, that would be a specific thing for him to look for. Because I imagine those do come up in the aftermarket from time to time. But like, can't imagine.
Oh, here's something the Head Robots did that I didn't remember: the Robot Snake upgrade, G.I. Joe Cobra Villain. Headmaster head.
Yeah, they made a lot of those and nobody bought them.
I don't even know what does that go to.
It fits on G1 Chrome Dome.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's the compatibility for it is for G1 Headmaster toys, as best I remember.
Yeah, is that when they were making like Blaster that turned into a radio and then also became a head?
I don't think that was Head Robots that was doing that, but I remember what you were talking about. As for the snake thing, like, its main claim to fame, if you want to say that, is like a TFCon thing, I think, featured it with a theoretical repaint of Chrome Dome. The Hardhead kit?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, man, I may get that.
You might as well. I don't think you're going to find a better price. You know, bearing in mind that kit is, I think, literally 10 years old now.
Yeah, I only have the one Hardhead, though. I don't know that I want to mess up my one.
Well, I mean, you can back to stock if you want.
If you want one that you can modify, I could probably hook you up with that.
Because you have a spare of that, too.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of it, let me know.
We can work that out, Brian. I need to get rid of stuff. I need to make room.
Okay.
I have to find it, but...
Cool. Okay.
See this doubly benefits Matt too, because you'll give him money for a toy that he wants out of his space, and he's also making you spend more money in addition to that to buy that kit now. So
genius.
Yeah.
Cool.
Matt
okay.
is well, the true snowball, the evil hamster.
So anything
else? I'm playing the long game here.
Anything else? A couple other news items. Transformers Tuesday happened and I completely missed it. Studio Series Nest Jeep Bumblebee. This was going to be Universal Studios exclusive?
That's what Ant was saying on Twitter, that his information was that this was planned for Universal, which is why it makes no sense on its own.
Yeah. It's the
Bumblebee movie Jeep Bumblebee body, right? But it's in like gray, silver, logo. And black, and it's got the Nest logo. So, like I put in the article, it's a combination of like three different factors that never remotely overlapped in any like on-screen
Who
appearance.
Who is the person that comes with it? Little
Sam.
Well, yeah, I mean, originally that was a Sam figure, but I don't know that it is specifically anyone anymore.
I pre-ordered this, but I don't know why.
You're a sucker.
I'm a sucker. That's exactly right.
No.
I would nominate that for, you know, potential episode title, but that could literally be the title of any episode of RFC ever. Yes,
pretty much. I don't know. Like the packaging. Oh, I was like, what the hell is going on with the packaging? But that's the Studio Series backdrop. So that's.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing going on with that packaging. Look a little closer.
Okay, number 77, Bumblebee, Transformers, Nest Bumblebee. There's a window. Is there a hole? I mean, is there no plastic?
No. Look down. Look down a little bit.
Age is 8+.
Read it a little slower.
Studio Series.
Mm-hmm.
Nest. Bumblebee. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, they made a little goof on their mock-up.
That's the show title.
Mumble DB.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now this is just a render of the box pattern.
No, it's
It's not an actual print, so it will be fixed probably by the time they actually produce this.
If they don't fix it, I'll buy that.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Bumble BB!
I have to admit, it does make him a little more notable.
My two-year-old, that's what she... So, like, you know, when she refers to herself in third person, which I guess two-year-olds do, her name, to her, is BB. So, I want this.
A lot of us who have been on the internet for most of our lives have also just renamed ourselves to some degree or another. So, like, maybe that's not such a weird part of human behavior after all.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just tapping back into something that was naturally always there.
And my five-year-old, soon-to-be five-year-old, actually does go by three names. She has the name that she was given at birth. When she got adopted, we moved that to her middle name. Gave her a new first name. She answers to both, but she also answers now to Gigi. So she answers to three names. I answered one name. I know I answered two. I answered Brian and Kilby, but it's just interesting to me that, you know, she just
answered. You used to answer to Fat Boy when we had the computer.
Ha ha ha. Hello, Fat Boy. So that's technically me talking to myself, though.
Yeah, I know.
I was
programming. Well, occasionally me, because once in a while I also wrote scripts for the computer.
That's true.
That you ran.
I still have that software. It still works.
That's good.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's something. Kingdom Road Rage, Target exclusive. I'm assuming she's a red card.
We think it's going to work like T-Rex did, where there's going to be an early pre-order availability period, and that'll be red card limited.
This confuses me because, isn't Target supposed to have Transformers reveal on September 10th?
And that's probably going to be when this actually goes up for pre-order.
Goes live. Ben Yee posted on Twitter a link to it, and I didn't see anything about it saying red card.
Oh, cool. Well, ooh.
It does not say anything about red card on the page right now, but all the information we have from people who would know...
Two very important PSAs. My favorite things that I've done this year, the best two things I've done this year, sign up for a red card and get vaccinated. Vaccinated is actually more important. Get vaccinated. But
you could technically do both in the same place.
Yes. Yes, you could. Yeah. CVS. but signing up for the red card debit card has actually saved me quite a bit of money. So
nice.
It's actually a pretty good deal.
Plus, yeah, as long as you don't mind linking Target's, you know, in-store card to your actual bank account.
Yeah,
I know some people are not comfortable with that.
It was super simple, though. I just gave him, yes, get vaccinated. But, yeah, so if this is a red card exclusive, I kind of like that because I do have the red card.
But, I mean, you're not going to be able to get a pre-order anyway. It's Target.
Yeah, like, I pre-ordered T-Rex after waiting 2 weeks for it to show up. And the day I got it, it was already showing up in stores without requiring a red card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the red card is just for the early pre-order access.
Yeah.
And then by the time it comes out, it'll be available to everybody. So, you know. Meanwhile, I'm just keeping my eyes open for, like, Hasbro Asia stock to get imported on the gray market. And I'll probably just, you know, go that way with it because it'll probably be faster.
So in the chat, tfradio.net/discord, you should be there. Blade is pointing out that it's never going to be in stock, just like Worlds Collide. I found 5 Worlds Collide online today, just barely looking. Of course, that was on Yahoo Japan auctions. Somebody's apparently got a bunch on Yahoo Japan trying to sell in Japan.
That's the price.
A couple of the bids are actually less than retail, but that'll change.
Mm-hmm. Shipping back to here would be horrible, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have considered re-importing it though. Yeah, so that is up $23 if I remember right.
Yeah. The new normal deluxe price.
Oh God! Didn't we talk about this in the show last week?
Let me see which thing.
The MDLX articulated.
No, I think Diecast mentioned it after we finished the show.
It's hideous.
Yeah, that was our conclusion in the post show last week.
Yeah.
I think Diecast just hung up on somebody to come and join this conversation.
It's from 3-0. It's the Transformers MDLX articulated figure series Bumblebee, $60.
Which is not a bad price for 3-0.
No.
Yeah.
It's a bad price for this.
Yeah, it's just ugly.
Yeah. Brian, I think I was the one that pointed that out.
Oh, thank you.
So I saw it after the show.
Yeah, it's just... No.
I wish it came with an alternate head, because the head is just a little...
Like a more toy-accurate head, so there's no face?
Well, no, they have that. They have a toy...
Well, damn.
But
like a toy but it looks like a face covering.
But if he had a G1 Bumblebee head, it still wouldn't look like Bumblebee because the body shape is...
No, I think the body shape is roughly Bumblebee.
It's just doesn't look good.
Something about it reminds me of just some of the like really off model like kids books that I had. I can't remember who the main character was. It wasn't Bumblebee, might have been Hoist, but just they were bizarre and rounded and almost all like yellow orange and just completely off model from any other appearance of them I ever saw. And just something about this figure reminds me of that.
This kind of makes me think of the War for Cybertron design, not, you know, obviously not in vehicle mode, but robot mode. It gives me that vibe.
Hey, real quick. I'm looking at I'm going back a couple stories, but I have to make a point. Going back to the YouTube chat, if you're in YouTube, seriously, use Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. But one of our loyal folks there, who I see every week, Action Figure Expert, said, we already have a decent generation-style God Jinrai figure. No, we don't. Sorry. I'm just not... It's nice-ish looking on the shelf. Nice-ish looking. But, man... That toy, it's not much of a toy. Okay, sorry.
I mean, I like the Legends Super Jinrai, but like I would also like one that actually does all the things the original did.
Yeah.
Like having a small cab robot and a Power Master.
Mm-hmm.
It's just lacking a lot of ways. Like in the ability to stand up straight is one of those ways.
Oh, no, the Legends one was much better about that.
Those ankles are still questionable.
Like,
they're so much better than the Hasbro ones, though.
Mine, which it's in a bin right now, mine gets displayed with something else propping it up.
I never had
mine. Mine stands on its own.
Oh, it'll stand on its own against a wall, but like something, like I still have to have something propping it up. It's just weird to me. Okay.
Captain Rufus is like that. Captain Rufus is right. That Bumblebee does look more like Prime Cliffjumper.
Yeah, that's been color. My entire thought. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Voiced by The Rock. Let's see here. Nothing really to link to, but Transformers cartoon G1 is now available to stream on the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel.
Season 1 is.
That's all you need. That and season 3.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And the way they were talking during the HasLab Star Saber stream, it sounds like they might be planning to put up some of the Japanese series at some point. They made implicit reference to doing that.
But will they beat the dubs?
Yeah, that's what I said. As long as it's the Malaysian dubs.
I mean, fortunately, you can find most of them on YouTube already.
Yeah.
I only enjoy the Japanese series, for the most part, dubbed. I can watch Master Force subbed, I guess. But, like, Victory and Headmasters, I have to watch. I have to watch dubbed. That's my only source of enjoyment from them.
I can deal with Headmasters subtitled. Victory, I've never gotten very far into in any format.
Victory's painful. So, like, on History on the Fives, patreon.com/TFRadio, we're looking back, of course, 5, 10, 15 years ago. So we're looking back to 1991, the summer of 91, that's the period in time which in Malaysia, the dub of Victory was released, and God, 30 years ago. And the guys are trying to watch it, trying to follow along, and it's a slog. Victory is really a slog. I've never liked Victory as far as something to watch. I remember when I first got in the fandom in the mid 90s, people were like, oh, Victory is so great. It's so anime. And it sure is. That is not hyperbole. It is so anime. I just can't do it.
Transformers did take a slide, like, from the time Hasbro was in the driver's seat for the media to by the time we got to Victory, and especially the one episode of Zone that exists, like, Transformers just made a slide more and more toward traditional super robot.
Yeah.
Oh, versus whatever you want to call what, you know, our three seasons of G1 were.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, so actually I would say Master Force is a more personal series than Headmasters in my mind. There's maybe the fact that, you know, part half the Autobots turn into humans or human looking things. But like the characters all there's more relationships, the characters like feel like they're, you know, almost like people. That is certainly not the case with Victory, and also not the case with Zone. And actually, I would say it's not probably not the case with, well, it's definitely not the case in Master Force. I was going to say it's more the case with the Destrons than the Cybertrons, but actually, I think the Destrons are pretty, well, maybe not, but yeah. Okay, but yeah, the season one. My favorite episode from season one is Roll For It and Heavy Metal War. That's season one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are my two favorite episodes. You should watch them if you haven't recently. To me, they're very quintessentially G1. Like, as far as, like, good stuff or enjoyable stuff, then you get into season two and there's a lot of crap. Those are all, like, bot.
But there is City of Steel and the Core.
Yeah. God, you're right.
Well, And one thing to remember, for those people who may not be aware, the titles that Brian is mentioning is from the Family Home Entertainment VHS titles, is what was given them back in the day. They weren't like on the actual episodes didn't have a title page or title card, but that's what they were called on the Family Home Entertainment VHS covers.
I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah. When did that change?
Season two, nothing on season one has any title cards, and I don't know if
did what's Rhino on the, not go back and add them?
I haven't watched my Rhino DVDs in years, so I'm not sure. Just to be honest, but I know that I've heard both that the titles were given to FHE from Hasbro, and also I've been told that FHE made up the titles because they had nothing.
A great job. Seriously, yeah, they did a great job.
Well, it's become part of our lexicon of as far as the titles for those episodes is what was on the VHS covers. I just don't know what versions I've heard of through the year is real or not.
I need to go back and check. I wonder if the Rhino took some liberties with the, it was mostly the audio mix though. Actually, if I remember right, the masters that Rhino used actually was missing things like title cards, and they went and added them back. Zobivor helped give them a lot of information that they used to recreate a lot of stuff. I'm just wondering if they did that with season one. I haven't thought about that in years, Don. That's an interesting point. Something to look up. Okay. Anything else news-wise? Nope. Okay. Anybody get anything this week?
No.
Good. That's the end of the show.
I got something.
Who got what?
I got Sharktacon.
Oh, what do you think?
Ooh.
And Sharktacon number two. I actually opened one, transformed it. I was surprised by the transformation. It was a little bit more involved than what I thought. And I like him.
How is the fin for you? Does it stick in place pretty well?
Well, he fell down the stairs as I was coming down here. Yeah, it stays in fine.
That's in shark mode. What about in robot mode?
Robot mode, it sticks out a little bit, but nothing to complain about.
My biggest
complaint
is sort of the placement of the shark legs. Does that bug you like it does me?
Yeah. It's not terrible, you know, especially if you have him squat a lot. It's really not that bad. But I could see why it would bother some people. But yeah, he's great. I can't wait to have more of him.
So in the Discord, tfradio.net/Discord, Archangels_B4U said, any QC issues on the Sharktacons? To which
I didn't have any.
No, to which Captain Rufus said, the QC issue is the RC hose are going to buy them all, so nobody else can have one. the floppiness of the legs, it was the issue that I had. He wants to fall over in shark mode.
Mine didn't have that issue.
Both of mine were that way.
Huh. Maybe I just haven't noticed it yet. I mean, it's not like a huge issue, not like the headmaster that we just got in that 4-pack.
Fangry.
Yeah, Fangry's bad.
Which you got in the 4-pack.
Yes.
I also got in the 4-pack.
The other thing I got, and this was thanks to someone in our Discord chat last week while we were doing the show, from GameStop, I got a slug.
Slag, yeah.
Slug, slag.
You haven't opened it yet, clearly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But
this is your first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, other than Leader Dinobot, so, or Leader Grimlock.
Yeah, but Grimlock is not slag, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is not slag either, it's slug.
Yeah, there you go. Slug and manual.
But, yeah, that's all I got this week.
Who else? Don.
Hey, yeah, kind of a light week. Off topic, we bought a house.
Congratulations, Don. Yeah.
Why are you not in the house?
I'm going to text Kim right now and let her know. She's been asking.
Yeah,
I'm glad you finally got through all the hurdles and now are in debt for literally the rest of your life.
Yeah, for the next 30 years, yeah. They made the mistake of showing me how much the final we'd be paying back with interest. I can't dynamics that. I can't do that.
Did you go for 30 year 15 or 20?
30 year. We looked at 15, but we just couldn't do 15.
I did a 20 on this house. I didn't know 20 was a thing, but I did a 20, and I'm glad I did.
I think it's great that something broke Don's domino.
Yeah.
Dynamics.
Yeah. So we're going to start. Now, we really couldn't set up a lot of stuff until we actually signed the papers. We did that on Monday. So now starts the moving process. We've notified the current landlord, power switched over, and it's just a matter of starting to move. But anyway, we got that. Off topic, I went to Ollie's. I don't know how everybody's saying they're finding all these Transformers at Ollie's. I have not. They said there's been Ape Faces and Snapdragons. I ain't seen a one of anything.
Hey, Mickey's Ollie's. He showed me a picture this afternoon, Snapdragons and Ironworks. And
I found Ironworks. I found the Seeker, the Cyberverse Seeker set, which I didn't want either.
There's also a bunch of the KSI Sentry.
I haven't. The only thing I've got one thing from them on topic from them, but off topic, I picked up the Invincible Iron Man armor, which looks pretty good. I don't know why he needs a sword to fight, but I guess he's fighting ninjas, according to the back of the packaging. So
I don't think Iron Man needs a sword to fight ninjas.
What does Iron Man need with a sword?
Yeah. Well, the bio says, getting old here. Tony Stark modifies his suit for stealth capabilities to take on cybernetically enhanced ninjas. Okay.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Another off-topic item I think I got. This worked out with some Dynamics on another on-topic item. I'm not a big Spawn person, never have been. But the one figure I like is the Mandarin Spawn. So I got the GameStop Deluxe Edition.
Where's its head? I can't even tell what the head is supposed to be.
Hang on, let me try to...
Is that like a dome for like a diving... Is that like a diving helmet?
It's more like a Pope hat.
Does he have a Pope mobile?
No, that's probably
separately.
That's probably sold separately. But I mean, it's a lot. The one thing I liked about Mandarin Spawn is just the intricate design and the paintwork. I mean, it's McFarlane, so of course you can't take it out of the box or break. But it's a very visually striking figure, and it was a GameStop exclusive, and I didn't want to get it before. I wanted to get it before they got gone. So that's all. I went ahead and picked up the RC set from Ollie's. I never picked this up because it's movie RC set, but I figured for $10 I'll at least have them in the collection.
I saw that at another Ollie's, but I skipped it.
Yeah, and the last thing I got, again, was part of the GameStop Dynamics. Thanks to a $5 reward point, a sale price, and they took about 10% off because of the box damage, I got Grinder, who I've heard has better QC than Blackout. So I got him for about $30.
Nice.
Not bad.
So I'm going to sound stupid here. So it's the same mold as Blackout?
It's the same mold as Blackout, but there are some QC improvements, and this comes with Ravage versus Scorponok.
So is he a, like, is he a different character?
He is, but he was like sort of, after Blackout was killed, Grindor was kind of what, Chris, retroactively made into this character because it was in a scene. And they,
in Revenge of the Fallen. So what you have to keep in mind, as we so like to often point out, Revenge of the Fallen was mostly produced without written. A script.
Yeah.
So like a character using the Blackout model appeared in the forest battle scene, which, you know, everybody talks about from that movie. It's like the most positive, notable thing. And give at the time, face. At the time, no, that was later. That was when it? He was fighting the Fallen.
Oh. Oh, that's
so
right.
So at the time, nobody involved in production had a concept of who that character actually was, if it was Blackout or not. And just, yeah, retroactively, at some point, it's like, okay, he's Grindor. I think that probably came about when they were filling out the toy line.
Have they done that with Brawl as well?
The thing with Brawl was that there was, like, late in the process name change, because he started out, he was going to be Devastator, and then they renamed him Brawl.
Okay. Okay, cool. I had no concept for that. I'm like, why is Blackout called Grindor?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need it because I have that mold already. It is very
It is remolded some. They gave it like better hands now.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to get it, but with it was on sale for like $42.
I'd buy it for $20. And in then, 3 years I will.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I basically got it for just about almost half price. So I figured, you know, I've got a better version of the mold, and I like it, you know, so why not?
Cool. What else, Don?
Oh, that was it. It's been,
he bought a house. Been,
yeah. I bought a house. So yeah, it's, and that's about it. That's about it.
Who else has something?
I got one thing. I picked up the Siege or whatever it was, Sound Blaster off of Pulse, because I was depression shopping.
Ah, the Takara version.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Wait, is that available to, I mean, I pre-ordered it. Is it available to order now?
It may still be. I don't know. I ordered this like 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
I got it like last Thursday.
What do you think?
I like it. He's not completely covered in battle damage either, which is a nice touch. So like I could stand to take a little bit of it off, but he actually looks pretty good. And he has the big extended chest cavity, the tape door. So I partnered him with the wing thing.
As you should.
Indeed.
Correct.
But yeah, that's all I got this week.
Who else?
I got a couple of things. I also went to Ollie's. I did not find anything on topic. They did have some Micromasters and Battlemasters, but I've gotten pretty much everything I want out of both of those ranges at this point. Grabbed a few random... they actually had some of the DC archives for Thunder Agents. There's some good artists on that, so I grabbed those.
I don't remember.
I think that was a Charlton comic, as I recall, but not 100% sure on that. But it's got, there's some art by Steve Ditko and Wally Wood in there. So for like $9 of a hardcover, why not?
I've never come across that. That's an interesting one, Rob.
Yeah. Keep an eye out. Cause I've apparently from the similar prices I've seen on them, on the other volumes on eBay, I think probably volumes like 2 through 6 are showing up there. And I wound up with 4 and 5. So
the thing about, I love about Ollie's is getting those cheap books, especially editions like that. But the problem is, like, I think I have, like, all the readily available Starman omnibuses that they have, except for, like, the one they didn't get that's, like, $300. That's the challenge.
Oh, God.
The challenge with those things.
Yeah, they had, like, one volume of the Batman manga for cheap, and I wound up paying,
really?
Like... Yeah, volume 2, they had that. A couple of... Yeah, like a couple of months back, they had volume two, like on an end cap. And yeah, I wound up paying like twice as much per volume to get volumes one and three and fill out the set afterwards.
Oh, holy crap. I have never come across admittedly that at all.
Which admittedly was only like 10, 12 bucks a book, so I'm not exactly put out by it. But yeah, keep an eye out because they have gotten just some really great trade paperbacks lately. I was halfway tempted by the version of Dark Knight Returns with the silly mask. I got to be honest, but
I bought four of those. I gave the kid the mask, and I gave myself the extra copy of Dark Knight Returns. And I honestly think Dark Knight Returns isn't necessarily the most kid friendly book, but I think I may like Toys for Tots one of them, and maybe Triplett might get one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why not? But the one on topic thing I got this week was I also got Slag, which from the GameStop deal when Diecast posted that last week, and I have opened mine and I like it pretty well. I think on the whole, Grimlock is better. Grimlock is just more fun to handle. He's not particularly complicated, and he is reminiscent enough of previous Grimlocks in terms of how he functions that it just feels really, really right. Slag, not so much with that. It's a little bit more complex in the way you have to collapse the torso to, you know, to turn it into a dinosaur. Just does not quite have that, like... This is a stupid phrase. It does not quite have its engineering is not as nostalgic to me as Leader Grimlock's is. But that said, it is an enormous, ratchety, chunky Dinobot, and I am really glad I got it because it is just a really nice looking figure in both modes. So even if I don't like transforming it as much as I did Grimlock, I have no real complaints about it. It is a nice looking figure and just. Okay, it's a small complaint. It's just an aesthetic thing. I know it's animation accurate, but folding the actual mouth under the incorrectly colored animation accurate fake mouth on the chest just kind of just makes me twitch a little bit. It's just such a weird thing. But yeah, again, I just, you know, it's maybe not quite as close to perfect as Grimlock was, but it is really an excellent figure, and I am looking forward to the other three Dinobots when they happen.
Yeah.
Cool. And that's all I got.
Awesome. Anybody else? Okay, I got that as well. I got Studio Series Slag. I have not really had a chance to do much with him other than just pose him and play around with him. He's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Same as Rob, I can't wait. I'm not doing these in any particular order. I'm doing basically what I have in front of me. I think Rob may have been the one that retweeted this, maybe a Triplett. Transformers Battlegrounds on Xbox One.
I think that was me.
Yeah, on clearance for like $11. I mean, I think retail on it was originally, what, 40? 25 or something? I have it on the Switch. I've played it once and didn't care for it. But I now have it on the Xbox One. So
that's our Kilby.
Yeah. If there's a PS4 version that goes on clearance, I'll get it too, even though I don't have a PS4. Again, in no particular order. These aren't off topic. But I finally found some of the reissue Ninja Turtle stuff I got in Michelangelo. It's only like the second time in my life that I've opened up a shipping carton in the store and I got caught red-handed. Yeah. And I offered to put it back, and she's like, no, just don't do it again. The worst part is, I tweeted about this. I had COVID, and my sense of smell is still screwed up. But, you know, like 30 feet away from the toy section, like I walked into a wall of body odor. It was horrible. And I didn't know what was going on until I got to the toy section. There was a guy dressed all in black with a ponytail and a hat flipped backwards, looking at every toy facing on the shelf, you know. If you have, like, this, you know, as a public service announcement, I'm serious. We've all been out in public with nerds, other nerds, and sometimes one might be a little bit ripe. If you have a friend, you owe it to them. Tell them to take a bath. This is something we've joked about for, like, 25 years, but come on, most of us are middle age now. They need to know. It's not cool to stink like that. It can... It's not your freedoms. You don't have your rights. You do, but really, take a bath once in a while, daily, preferably. But it happens, but seriously. But yeah, she probably thought it was me. That was the embarrassing part. I picked up a couple Cloud toys last week. This is Roadbuster. So I got him. He is in what the
Energon Ironhide.
Yeah. Color scheme.
Which Energon Ironhide was called Roadbuster and Super Link. And they made it out of Generations Roadbuster because, you know, Snake eating its own tail.
Yeah. Ouroboros. It is what it is. At Ollie's, I did find a Transformers Stuck On Stories that I didn't have. This doesn't have little figures. It has like little heads, faces for me to give Optimus. The wife, Kim, was like, "Is this for the kids or me?" And I'm like, I'm like, "I don't know." So she just handed it to me. So I guess I can get them another one. Don had picked up at Dollar Tree the Bumblebee Cyberverse Adventures calendar. I got one of those. Actually, I got five of those, but I got one of those. I'll open up and put it on the wall. It's pretty nice, and it's just a dollar, and it's 16 months. You can't beat that. 16-month calendars are great. I had ordered these during the show a few weeks ago from China. They both basically from two different sellers, and they came at the same time. It's the Legends Nos. Yeah. And from Titans Return. And I'm assuming that they're knockoffs, but they're such extremely high quality. The packaging is accurate.
I think if they were the bootlegs, they would not have come in packaging that.
Yeah, I don't think they're knockoffs.
Okay.
I remember Diecast managed to get some early. Yeah, he got me a couple too. And they came in packaging like that, but there were some issues with the paint quality on them, so they may be knockoffs, they may not.
With something like that, it wouldn't be like something they take off the line for QC issues that would make it to the packaging. So if they are knockoffs, they're very nice. They even have like a little stamp on them for the assortment. I mean, they go pretty far to knock off if it's a knockoff. But they were slightly above retail, even with shipping. So, but heck, I might buy more to expand my army. My Shattered Glass Blur came. The box, got flattened. Remember, of course, the packaging is this nice sort of angular. What's that closest to? Cybertron? Did Cybertron have the angular packaging? Or was it Energon? Didn't one of them?
It was Cybertron.
Armada had the curvy packaging. One of them had more, it's like that, but it looks so good. And even the paint job on the toy looks great. I have no sentimentality for Shattered Glass at all, but it looks so good packaged, it's staying in the package. I mentioned buying this last week. I bought this for Mandarake, and the package came damaged. It was sold as a junk item, too, which is the best thing. I love that. It is MD06 Micron Legend Shockwave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I have a mint and sealed box one that is obviously sealed and it stays in the box. And this is one that I got. I didn't know how I was going to display it, but the box got dinged in the pack in shipping from DHL. But it was sold as a junk item. It was so relatively inexpensive that I'm not super worried about it. And I'm just going to display it loose, and it looks great. And when you buy something from Japan, it says junk. I think Chris said, it means somebody breathed on it.
Well, Brian, doesn't DHL include insurance? They don't? Okay.
You have to pay for it extra. So, and again, it was sold as a junk item, so what am I going to do? Even if I bought that. Last thing, this is not the most impressive, but it's something I've wanted for a few years. Didn't think I was going to buy it because it's stupid expensive for what it is. But again, if you buy something direct from Japan and not through a reseller, you can usually get it a little cheaper. It is the Transformers, it's a collaboration. I don't know if it's officially a collaboration or not. I guess it is. Transformers Cross Hamada, the Giant Fujiwara head for Fortress Maximus.
Oh yeah.
It's sealed.
And I have no desire thing.
I have no desire to open it. It's hideous. And
I forgot that even existed.
Yeah, I know. And it goes like on eBay for a couple hundred dollars. And it's like, it's not worth that. And I did not pay anywhere close to that for it. And I'm very happy about that. It's electronic. It takes batteries and it has like voices and stuff that I am never going to test out because I sincerely do not care. But I got it. And I can check that off the list. So that's what I got this week. Okay. Chris, nobody else?
Chris's internet has failed him. So,
well, there you go. No Chris. Okay, so again, I want to thank our patrons at patreon.com/TFRadio. If you go to patreon.com, I don't know where that'll take you to. That's not a thing. But patreon.com/TFRadio, if you want to be a patron, you can sign up there. We have a lot of perks and stuff. Actually, we posted this to tfradio.net and to our, I need to plug this, and our Patreon this week. We had 8 daily episodes catching folks up on our RPG Lessons Learned podcast. That was something that got posted to Patreon as well, again, as well as tfradio.net. We've posted our History on the Fives podcast. We've had a lot of content this month. So, but if you're a patron at the Touch tier, that includes a mention on the show each week, plus a reference at tfradio.net/credits. And I do want to point out that I have a special request in reading this. And I can't say that every time I read this, I can accommodate special requests, but I will do it here. But I will point it out because it will sound rude otherwise. If you go to tfradio.net/credits, you can see all of our patrons at the Touch tier. You have Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Cheesy Patty, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Jonathan James, Ness, Joey Russell. Now he wanted me to use casual disdain. Joey Russell, Jason Hiley, Mike Mallory, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Boomer / Sean Bratton, Spider Bob, Mighty Orbots, Black and White Now in Color, Nate Wilson, Sabertron Toys, and Tyrell Gwynn. Thank you all so much, except for Ness, that guy. But ugh. Yeah, I know. But if you, again, want to be a patron at the Touch tier, you get thanked every week. Plus, you can be on our History on the Fives podcast, which is a lot of fun. We post that weekly, and we tend to record on Tuesdays. You know, we still have our Amazon link, even though Amazon threatened to cut it off recently. I sent them a nasty gram. I'm like, look, we have our Amazon link so that our listeners can screw you over by, like, you know, sending us money and not costing them a thing extra. And they just didn't respond to it. They also didn't cut off our account, so it still works. Like, seriously, they did threaten to cut it off. And I did
send...
So we've actually, they will occasionally do spot checks, and if they don't like something, like Amazon Canada, I think it was, didn't like the link that we had on our website, so they killed our account. They just killed it. So don't use Amazon from Canada for our website. But if you want to go to tfradio.net/Amazon in the U.S., you can buy whatever, and it will help us out. But yeah, so doesn't cost anything more. And it is super awesome. Let's see here. Chris dropped. He is at playwithphotography.com. Also at instagram.com/playwithphotography. He is at both ChrisRTXV and PlayWithPhotos on Twitter. He has a Patreon for his Play With Photography at patreon.com/playwithphotos. And he has an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist. Now, Rob Springer not here. Robo Rob Springer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. I am at briankilby.com. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
They can find me on Twitter at Figure Reviewers or Rob Flails, which is the Twitter account for Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel, which is mostly focused on Gundam gaming at the moment. Gundam Battle Operation 2, still doing Char's counterattack stuff. I got the latest, which is a variant on the Yagdoga last week. That is a fun mobile suit to mess with. And I'm still doing G Generation Genesis, which is a really great Gundam simulator game based in the Universal Century. I have sold copies to a number of people by posting that, including Chris. It's a good game. If you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can send me money for it and I will take requests. Beyond that, I have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist.
Cool. Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at diecast2. You can see my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews, and you can also like my Facebook page at reviews by diecast.
John.
That John D everywhere.
Everywhere. Cool. Okay. That's it for this week.
Night, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
Take care.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?